All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Yes, hello. Whether you're listening on a regular podcast or watching this live on either Facebook or YouTube, thank you guys for locking in. Appreciate it. Here we go. This is pretty much the wind down for our day. Did 5 hours on the radio, 6 to 11, and then 30 minutes of the podcast.
I got a whole hour to do weird and whatever tonight.
Oh, yeah,
at 4. It'll be at 4.
Okay.
4 p.
Get a little breather.
Yeah, I'll be doing some prep.
Yeah? Smoking weed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Prep, a.k.a. Jameson and pot.
No, that doesn't help actually with prep sometimes.
Yeah, it's a fine line. It's a fine line, my friend.
I think like a drink, not over the... If I'm just sitting back just making some comments, but if I have to kind of keep things moving, I can't be too fucked up.
Gotcha.
One of my little secrets and kind of what I do is, you know, because I think after a while when you're just always trying to think of ideas and things like that, you do hit a wall where you're like, well, nothing is coming out. I spike my drink with a little vodka.
I
do. And you know what? It shakes you up and it kind of that, it almost feels like you have buildup, like what you would have anywhere you have buildup. And it kind of,
it's Drano.
It is like, it's mental Drano and it kind of breaks up the blockage, and I'm like, okay, the thoughts are free flowing again.
It's so weird because you're ever since you came up with that study, yeah, or that two beard, the three beard thing, that buzz,
yeah,
there really is something like you're talking about the Drano. If you're clanked and you need to kind of get it out, that does help greatly.
Yeah,
you just can't make it to 5 or 6 beers.
Yeah, no. 8 vodkas in, I am changing the world.
Well, that's when you are like, oh, I'm gonna send Kevin this fucking rock opera, it's gonna be amazing.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, that's pretty much why I drink every day. So it's got to be alarming, but I find it to be very beneficial.
There's a lot of alarming things if you really kind of take a sneak peek.
Oh, I get it.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah. No, I'm not. We'll do what we can do.
I was talking to me. No.
We got a lot of things to give some shout-outs for. We were talking about the KBJ Heroes of the Day, and LW wanted to throw one in here as well. Keep sending them to us, mail@kbjshow.com. Said, I just want to share that for the past 2 weekends, Harry and the Natives restaurant in Hope Sound has been providing dinner for anyone who wants it. They have a drive-through line that you pull up in, you pick up your meals. The first weekend they did it, I believe they served 600 people. Second time they served over 1,000 meals. Harry and his staff always are thinking of the local families, and this is yet another example of his kindness. So that's beautiful.
He gave out 600 meals, or you could order
600
and pay for
people. Yeah, they served 600 people. Second time they served over 1,000 meals.
Whoa.
So if you had 4 people in your family, you would divide that by 4, but that's how many meals. That's how they kept the number, apparently.
You know, it's one of those meals that if you need to eat on if you're eating on a budget and you want to feed a lot of people, macaroni and cheese. I get that it's not the healthiest, but to get you through a pinch, mac and cheese can go a long way, baby.
And it's comfort food.
It's good. Even the generic mac and cheese is good with the really salty powder. It's good.
And we'd ask the question right at the back end of the regular show, if you are deemed to be an essential worker, what can you tell everybody else? What can we start or stop doing that would make your life a little bit easier and relaxed? Because I know a lot of us are probably throwing added stress into your life. One tech said, I work in a restaurant doing takeout only, and these older people have 0 social skills. You can tell they have had other people doing things for them their whole lives. They aren't ready with their orders on the phone. They keep you on for 10 to 15 minutes asking a million questions. You clearly read them the sides, and they still ask for all kinds of stuff you don't mention. All we ask is to be ready when you call. The line is ringing like crazy, and one crazy person keeping you on the line forever means you miss all the other calls. That's a good little heads up there.
Yeah. Get your act together. Get your order written out before you call.
Clear, concise. They are getting mobbed, and they're probably dealing with a lot less of a staff than what they're used to. Another text said, stop making people who clean your house wear gloves. As soon as I walk in, I wash my hands. Boom, no outside contamination. I only wear gloves to clean your toilet. I can't properly clean in gloves everywhere I need to clean. And to use gloves properly, I'd have to change them constantly in your home to not put toilet crap on your counters or soap scum on your bed. I'm making. Just make sure that your cleaners are washing their hands as soon as they walk in. Most of them constantly throughout their job clean anyways. And that's a good realization. People got that into their heads that you're not sanitary unless you have gloves on. And hopefully that's going away pretty quick where people are like, no, that's it's just like fresh skin and it does no good as soon as you touch anything contaminated.
Cross-contamination, you're not safe from it just because you have on a glove.
Mm-hmm. Another tech said, I'm an irrigation tech and I inspect irrigation systems in large communities in St. Lucie and Martin counties. There are a lot of elderly people in these communities and a lot of them have been isolated from other people. When they see me, many of them love to come out and chat and follow me around while I'm inspecting. I understand they're lonely and look for any chance for human interaction. I feel badly for them and I try to talk with them a little, but many of them get really close, which then forces me to begin this odd dance in their yard where I'm trying to talk to them yet keep a safe distance.
Oh, no.
Please just give us a safe distance.
Everybody. Everybody who's working, don't get up on them.
And that's interesting because it is. Some of the people you would think should protect themselves the most don't.
The old woman at Publix, I mean, she's right in the corona zone for the coronas.
Yeah, we're worried about you, lady.
She's tapping me on the shoulder, asking me to get jam for her, which I did. I get it. Sometimes you gotta get your jam on.
Yeah, you know what's a jam? Coronavirus. That's a real jam.
Yeah. Maybe it's just these are people that have seen Vietnam and other wars and things like that and harder times. Some of them, World War II. And they're like, man, this doesn't faze me. I'm not worried about this.
Exactly. Every human's going to be sick. Even within a family, every human's going to be set different about this shit.
If they were in their 20s during World War II, they're very corona susceptible now.
Oh, I know.
So they need to realize that they don't have the same dexterity they did back in World War II.
But to Kevin's point, though, imagine, though, going through a war, seeing the shit, going through stuff that majority of humans will never even sniff, and then someone tries to tell you how to live your life. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get how someone would be like, fuck you. I'm doing what I want. I understand the mentality behind it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I get it.
Sure. Try not to yell fuck you, though.
In your
all
head.
Of us.
Yeah.
All of us right now, none of us should be yelling fuck you at anybody else.
I meant that more as an attitude internally. We're just like, fuck you. I'm gonna go to the store and live my life.
Yeah, and they may have said, look, you guys you don't even know what is really trying times. Like what I've seen early in my youth, like this is nothing.
Just your perspective in your life is gonna change how you deal with shit. And if you've gone through the fire,
yeah,
you're gonna be set differently.
Yeah. I had had a conversation. My mom had a Dutch. She was an exchange student. So I was talking to her Dutch father from there. And he was in what was called the Dutch Underground, running from the Nazis at the time, talking about as he's a little boy. They were ducking from house to house as Nazi snipers were trying to shoot him.
Is the Dutch Underground as bad as the Dutch Oven?
Oh, it's worse, Virginia, yes.
Is the Dutch Underground, is there a special on Netflix about that? Because I just started watching about how people were escaping the Nazis with a tunnel.
Yeah.
And it was very fascinating. I haven't finished it, but
yeah,
it sounds like...
Yeah, he had stories like that, tunnels and running through, you know, the rubble and all that kind of stuff. And they were eating tulip bulbs. That's the only food they could get. So they were digging up where the bulbs were. And that was their nourishment for food. And so, yeah, I'm like, on a cat like that seeing that stuff.
Yeah.
If that's who we're talking about, he's like. Yeah.
He's going to be said differently.
Yeah. Conversation ain't scaring me. I'm all good, man. This is interesting. Be curious to see how far these things go. The Berman Law Group of Boca Raton. They do a lot of things to get themselves publicity. And I have a feeling this is probably one of those things. They're the ones that always brings Dennis Rodman to town and all that stuff and has those things at the nightclubs.
Yeah.
They have filed a class action lawsuit against China.
They're not the only ones.
No, I know. Yeah.
There's a whole entire state suing China.
Yeah, there's at least three other similar lawsuits that have been filed in federal courts across the U.S. against the Chinese government. They are claiming that the Chinese government wasted precious time suppressing information about the outbreak instead of warning the world about what was coming, and they're seeking compensation for the lives and businesses lost. This has been a hot topic here this last week of many other people, like you said, Virginia, that are doing this. And they're also putting forward the unproven speculation that the virus actually escaped from a Wuhan research laboratory, making them very culpable in all of this. Now, the whole issue is, sure, China may be at fault and may have some kind of blame to this. I don't know. Hopefully, after we get past the virus, then maybe you can sort all that kind of stuff out. Maybe right now is not the time. But getting money from a government, especially a communist government that doesn't give it a shit about what you think or feel, good luck. U.S. law is setting a pretty high bar for suing other countries within U.S. courts, and I couldn't even imagine trying to claim that money. The Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act regulates that, and they establish a blanket prohibition against suing other sovereign nations unless a legal action falls under one of the act's 9 exceptions. Now, one of the attorneys for the Berman Law Group claims that they meet not one but 2 of those exceptions. So their lawsuit could go forward. But people in China, they're not taking the time to respond. So they're like, yeah, well, yeah, whatever. So good luck. But, you know, Berman Law Group's getting some attention by doing it. So be interesting to see what happens. But if they do and people start getting money off of it, oh, my gosh. How many people would jump in on that?
A lot.
Oh, my goodness.
If, in fact, you could collect, but it just sounds like
I just can't
really
even
muddy.
It'd be one of the most stunning things I'd ever see in my life. But you never know. A more realistic lawsuit that went through. Did you hear about the one against Chipotle?
Yes.
No. What was that about?
They had to pay.
From the food poison stuff?
Yeah. $25 million fine to resolve the criminal charges involving food safety violations related to adulterated food that sickened more than 1,100 people across the U.S. from 2015 to 2018. The fine is the largest ever imposed in a food safety case.
The reason why that one really, really stings is because it was across the U.S.
Yes.
It wasn't in one isolated
right.
area.
Yeah.
That's what sucks about that.
There was
that.
A lot of people that passed away from that, I think, too, right?
The other thing, too, just on a consumer level, they need more sauces. They need more sauces.
You feel?
Yes.
Okay. We'll tell them.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe they're listening.
They aren't. They probably aren't, Virginia.
What sauces do they need if they're taking notes right now?
I just feel like they need a Chipotle ranch or a couple versions of that. Whatever they got right now isn't working, and I think they also need some different quesos going on there. You could explore more ranches. You could explore
okay.
creamier stuff that could go on a black bean burrito.
Mm-hmm.
You just could up your sauce game. You could also do like a barbecue ranch. There's ways to get your sauce game better. I've said my piece.
Have you ever done bole?
Yes. I like bole.
Okay. Sauces, do you add or are they fine with the amount of sauces they have there?
I think we could always use some more sauces.
Okay.
Variety is king, I'm sorry. You gotta have variety on sauces. There's a salad place I like to go to.
You go to a salad place?
I do. It's a salad buffet. I won't say the name of it, but they lack dressing and they lack cheese options. I'm thinking, guys, you're a fucking salad place.
They're trying to be healthy.
No, they're not. They are not.
You're mad because they don't have
Virginia.
Cheese and more fattening dressing.
They are not trying to be healthy. This is the place I took Panda. They have a pizza section there.
Oh, maybe they're trying to be cheap.
I think they're trying to be cheap. And you need extra. If you're a salad bar, you need at least 3 different cheeses.
Now, I'm curious what you think about Tijuana Flats, because you don't like the hot sauce, though, right?
They have a great, is the Smack My Ass, the mild one.
Okay.
They have a really sweet one that is fantastic.
Okay.
I like them a lot, actually.
Okay, all right. Yes. I just want to see, because these are all places that I might go.
I do. They have good queso. at Tia Wands.
They
have really good ca-
and
their
sell
chips are good.
A large. They give it to you. If you want a large, you can get a large.
Tijuana is the one that had, for your birthday, your cousin had.
Yeah, the taco bar is from Tijuana Flats. I love that place.
I do too.
It's really weird. We used to, when they didn't have one by us, we used to drive all the way to Gardens and all the way. It's 20 minutes, but we would go there to go to Tijuana Flats. They opened one not far from our house. And for some reason, like the Mexican Queen never wants to go now. I'm like, they just opened up. I'm the like, one, what happened with you?
The one in Gardens, I love. I just feel like they are on it.
It's weird. We were that way with Chipotle, too. We would go there once a week. And we had a Tijuana Flats run where we go there once a week. And now
I remember your Chipotle run.
Yes, all the time.
I've never.
I think it ended actually before they started killing people.
Before the killing, I never understood it. I never got it.
I didn't either. I don't get it.
The hype around them.
I'm in the team and I don't get it. I'm like, why can't we go to Tijuana Flats? Why can't we go to Chipotle? She's like, I'm over it. I'm like, it's been 6 years you've been over it.
I like Moe's better than Chipotle.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Have you had, I know they had to change their name, but remember Jimmy Changa's downtown?
Yes.
They had to change their name, but they do a taco bar as well, and they are a very affordable. They do it right.
They do taco bar delivery style?
Yep.
Really?
I did it for Rocco's birthday, and they bring a spread.
No shit.
No shit. They bring everything.
Everything?
Everything.
All right. You know me. I like a taco bar.
I am a big fan of their taco bar setup because they are so good about adding whatever you want. Like, you know, some places will be like, oh, we don't have that. Whatever you want, they'll do it.
I love it.
I love flexibility.
That does go a long way.
It does.
If a restaurant really doesn't fuck up your order.
There's nothing you can throw at them that they won't say, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we'll do that.
I agree with you.
And then real quick, lime.
Is that the one? Is that the one?
It's the one. In fact, it's interesting because Remy, I know he's in our chat room. He's in Fort Lauderdale. And he said, I don't even know where a Bolé is. And that's kind of interesting because I don't know if it's just a Palm Beach County thing, but you always see a Bolé with a lime. They must be like the same groupings. There's many places where they're paired up together. And it's kind of like we used to see with Taco Bell and KFC.
Right.
When they were PepsiCo owned them. So I don't know. Maybe they don't do Broward to Miami-Dade, the Bolé. It'd be interesting if somebody's down there if you're not seeing them. But yeah, that's what it is. The lime is kind of like a taco place, very much on the same lines as the Tijuana Flats. But they have a sauce bar, salsa bar, and then they also have, because I love Cholula, and they have a whole stand of all the different flavors of Cholula, and there's maybe 10.
They do,
so
you're right.
They cover all the bases. They're right up there. I don't think they have as many as the Tijuana Flats when it comes to the salsas, but they're very good with their hot sauce.
Well, you can, that's what happens with that food app sometimes. You can order a bottle of the sauces from Tijuana Flats. You're like, this is great. And then sometimes you go on the same app and they won't have, they don't have any kind of that stuff available.
Oh, because they sold out.
No, it's the app's fault, not Tijuana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, somebody said that lime and Bolé, not the same grouping, but. Yeah, I do see them often together. I know some places I was talking to, I can't remember who it was, they were a business owner, and they will often look for certain places to open up. When they decide where they're going to plant franchises, they will look for a certain store because they know their clientele is the exact same match to this, and so they feed off of who they bring.
That makes sense.
It does, yeah.
Because the Bolé lime thing works well.
Was it a juice place? And I think they look for gyms. I know that's usually a combo. I think raw juice and things like that, they often look for where they have like an Orange Theory. And they will try to get as close as they can to an Orange Theory.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
So.
Orange Theory. Some people like Orange Theory. Some people like Orange Julius.
Yeah. I'm not here to get yelled at. Every time I walk by Orange Theory, there is somebody screaming at everybody who's in there working out. And I know it's meant to pump and motivate.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But in my life, I'm just trying to have less people scream at me.
I'm Italian. I'm going to take it personal. What is that supposed to mean? 10 more? What?
Who do you think you're talking to like that?
Exactly. I don't like that shit. I had too much of that in college from my coaches.
I know I'm getting old because I can't take that level of intensity anymore.
No. It's like,
I'm just like, it's exhausting.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'll get there when I get there.
And maybe it's a young man's game.
It is. Of course it is.
I'm just past that.
Just like we're talking, the older you get, you don't like motherfuckers telling you what to do.
What the fuck are you talking to like that?
And Penelope said, I've seen the PDQ in Fort Lauderdale, but not the Bole. And real quick shout out to PDQ. I don't know what it is. My kids go to PDQ a lot, and they bring home an orange-like sauce. I don't know what it is, but it is amazing.
They run a tight operation. They run a tight operation in there.
Gosh, yes.
They do good stuff.
How about that? Nicholas said, Kev, please stop touching your face. I can't. And I'm not going.
Nicholas, quit telling Kev how to live his life.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do.
We can do this all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what if you put anti-back on your hands and then you touch your face? Is that okay?
I try to wash my hands a good bit. And you know what? If I die from coronavirus, I die from coronavirus.
It's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I'm doing the best I can. I really am. People are on my ass, too, about touching my face. I touch my face. I'm sorry. If I concentrate on just not touching my face, the entire show would be this.
When I come in here, I wipe everything with Clorox wipe. And so I feel like, okay, I wear a glove into the building so I don't touch anything coming in. When I get in here, I wipe everything down, including the microphone. And then I feel like, okay, if I touch stuff, I've cleaned this. So I'm good, right?
You're asking two guys who just said, quote, if I get the coronavirus, I got the, like, just like.
You're like that spring break guy. Forget the coronavirus, you get the coronavirus, bro.
That's
not what we mean. We're saying we're trying our best, but I mean.
I'm doing my best. Yes. If I get it, you know, whatever.
But I'm not just being like, don't touch my face whenever I want. I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I touch.
Whatever. Yeah. She does. In fact, somebody wanted to alert us to that fact. They sent a photo of Virginia. Oh, that you're goofing around or what? But boy, she was going for it.
What the shit?
I don't know. I must have had a booger.
Yeah.
You do know where this is being filmed, right?
I forget.
I do too. I forget too. I'll look back on the delay and I go, Bird, people are watching this.
You know what? Sometimes I pick my tit too. You might get that.
Okay.
Freeze frame it.
Yeah.
Pick a nose, pick a tit. This is what we do around these parts.
We're pickers.
Anybody who says they've never picked their nose, come on.
Oh, well, they're lying. Yeah, of course.
We all pick.
Mm-hmm. You just do.
I just got busted.
Most don't do it on a broadcast.
Got an email here from John in Jacksonville. He said, last Friday, you guys were talking about how society is going to change. Specifically, speaking of Pizza Hut using seals on their pizzas, and people did alert us too. They are not necessarily the first that are doing that, but they got publicity because they started doing it. Kevin mentioned how in the 80s, pills and bottle caps got tamper seals. Well, here's a not-so-fun fact. Tamper seals came about because of the Tylenol murders in Chicago. Long story short, some dick face went around emptying the Tylenol capsules and replacing them with cyanide.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I did not expand into that discussion, but yeah, I do, as a kid, remember that as well.
As a kid, I remember being like, oh, crap.
That was a game changer.
Who would do that?
I changed society.
You know, it did.
You could, interestingly enough, it'd be a fun list to put together, but the things that have changed society the most, because you look at the impact of 9/11 and how that's affected air travel and security and anti-terrorism measures that have happened. You look at the cyanide case and how that's affected packaging that's gone on.
The Walsh abduction.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's certain moments of my childhood that I can specifically remember being like, oh, shit.
Well, the Walsh thing, that just seemed like it shut everything down.
Like, it could happen to any of us, and it made it so real.
Well, just the fact that parents were on the news, like they were running the news constantly, and then I believe, is that the one that got milk cartons, the kids on the milk cartons? Is that the case that got kids on that?
I'm not sure, but
that
yeah.
wasn't horrifying, eating breakfast in the morning and looking at kids that are, you know, abducted
on the milk.
Oh my gosh, that was fucking horrifying. I hated that concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is there. A quick little help here from Allison, who said the game that you couldn't remember on the show with the bubble center with dice was called Trouble.
It made a cool little sound.
It did.
The poppy thing, yeah.
Yes.
I never played the game. I only did the bubble all the time. That's all. I never wanted to play the game.
Did you guys play Pictionary?
Little bit, not too many times.
Do people still play that? Is that a game that's still available? Because I remember they had a game show a long time ago with that, and it was mm-hmm. all the rage, and it kind of died out.
I loved that show mm-hmm. when it was on. I never played it at home.
It's like charades, kind of, yeah. just with drawing.
Yeah. So Somebody had brought that up. Yeah, when I was doing my list of the popular games that you could look to play, that was one of them.
I can't find anybody that likes to play Risk. You guys are like, oh, fuck Risk. Denny's going to hate that game. Suits never even heard of it.
I just never played it.
Never played it either.
I think you would hate it, but it's fun because of the psychological warfare. If that's your game, if you like talking shit and getting in people's head, it's a fun game. But it also can lead to many fights.
Yeah, it might not be good during the corones. We're already a little edgy.
It depends on what you want to go for.
Start a war in the house.
If everyone goes in there, you know, light and fluffy, it's a fun experience.
Okay.
My family takes it too personal. They take Uno too personal.
Do they really get mad?
Light.
We're competitive as kids. Any kind of game we played, yeah, people would fucking, they'd be tears.
Ashley wants to put a twist on an old game for us. She said twist on a no-name movie game. Pre-record Denny's trying to describe the movie while he's high and the person has to guess what it is.
That's okay. Adorable.
Somebody said they did this on the React YouTube channel, so that's Ashley's idea. Okay, interesting little twist there. Also, a question from Joshua. He said, I was listening to Kevin talk about his 900-song playlist, the best of alternative, and I was wondering if it was on his Spotify. If it is, I'd love to have his handle so I can follow him and download it. I have to make a long-ass drive to Illinois this weekend, and I'm tired of my playlist.
Okay.
Something new to listen to would be great. I love you guys and listen every day in between my deliveries. Y'all keep me laughing. Stay safe and F Corona. I did it. It's on my Apple Music, and I don't know if they have the same shareability as Spotify.
How do you do that? Because that would be cool if people could get your playlist on their Spotify for a road trip. You've done all the work, and I mean,
yeah,
you really do. That's one thing you're good at is music programming for the mood.
I love doing that stuff, and there's nothing but to me that music is so important in life, and I'll sit around too, and you know, oftentimes we'll have one of my playlists playing, something's going on, and you ever have that where a song comes on, like, ugh, this is
yes.
And I immediately race
take
up.
It out.
I'm starting to delete them now because it does. Yeah. It screws up my rhythm.
I immediately race up to because you're just like, okay, this completely killed the vibe.
But Kevin will have subcategories to categories.
I do, yeah.
And like, you could be like, music to listen to when you're gardening and you're sad because your cat died.
Yes.
Like, you'll have a subsection.
Yeah, I got bullshit from when we're just working on videos, songs that we need for the video that I don't like, but it's for a KVJ project. I'm like, why the fuck do I have Rat in my iTunes?
Yeah.
How could we do that, Denny's? If he's got his Apple iTunes playlist, can he share that on Spotify with people?
Well, so do you use Spotify, Kev?
I do, but if I were to put this playlist on there, which is 900 songs, I would have to create it.
You would have
add
to create
900
it.
Songs.
So the only thing I can think of, if you use iTunes currently, and Apple switched to Apple Music now, if you pick up like the newer softwares, they're kind of phasing out iTunes. They're transitioning it into this new, you know, web. What they're trying to do ultimately is convert everybody to pay $9 a month, and you get any song you want.
Yeah,
so I think
I have that.
I have that too, and I love it.
It's fantastic.
So through that service is the only way I can think of where you could share your
with
iTunes
somebody
list
who has that service
with anyone who has the Apple Music service. Yeah. So anyone from Spotify would unfortunately not be able to, but if they had Apple Music, they could, and vice versa. If you started it on Spotify, you would not be able to share it on the Apple Music. They're trying to edge each other out. Competition.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take a look at that, see if I could do that. And don't know if you have the Apple Music or not, but if it's possible, I'll do it.
Otherwise, I mean, he can just freehand sit down
just
and write out all 900 titles.
I was just thinking about dragging 900 songs into a Spotify playlist. Like,
well, I think adding an extra hour to the show, you probably got a little extra time, don't you?
Yes.
That's how you know you have a nervous breakdown. You start doing that instead of prepping for the show. You're like, fuck it, I'm just going to work on my iTunes today. We have a show tomorrow, but screw it.
My iTunes playlists are tight.
Yeah, that's when you know Kevin snapped.
Yes. Let me see here. Got a couple other things. One is something to watch. It is Out of Shadows on YouTube. It's a little over an hour and 15 minutes. I may not buy into the whole thing, but it makes you wonder. Jen had sent that in.
Makes
that
you wonder
for,
what?
I don't know. It's very cryptic, and it's to you. It's suggested for you and I, Virginia.
Out of shadows?
I'm like, what is this?
All right, let me look this up.
Shadows on YouTube that you can check out. It's risking their careers in the name of equality is one. In the early 90s, a group of gay and lesbian employees at P&G in Cincinnati banded together to fight for equality. Another one is The Great Awakening. Visit Out of Shadows. I reposted this Out of Shadows documentary. Hear the truth of what's going on. And it is just a day old. And it has got Jeffrey Epstein, it looks like, in this one.
An expose on how Hollywood and the mainstream media manipulate.
I mean, they definitely do.
They got me. I am so into that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to check that out. Yeah, I like that.
How do they, on the cover, it's got like a cross and then it's got a Bible quote.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it. I'm kind of, you know, I'm a borderline conspiracy theory kind of guy. You know, some people are like so into it.
Well, just look back into history. The stuff that people thought were conspiracy theories, did they come true? What's the percentage on people mm-hmm. who thought this is the way it was, man? Was it proven to be real? Mm-hmm. Do we have a history of conspiracy theories becoming reality?
We don't know.
What are the numbers on that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of what were the things that for a long time were considered conspiracy theories until the proof finally came up. What are the biggest bombshells that we know of in human history that would have been like that? And you know, you've got anything from, you know, JFK assassination, all that stuff.
And I guess some of them you're not yeah. we don't have the resolution for it, but has there been something in the past? And I don't know the answer. It's a good topic.
I typically watch a lot of the conspiracy theory stuff that is out there, but now, especially in the world of fake news and those, even the videos where they can manipulate somebody's face, like they could have Barack Obama being like going, yeah, I had 10 people killed. You're like, who did?
They have videos like that.
Yes. You know, so for me,
you can't believe anything.
Yeah, you really can't. So I only just take it in. I park it in the back of my brain and I add to it or I remove stuff. And yeah, I mean, I'm all into, you know, people have sent me some of the stuff that's going on with the coronavirus with the Chinese government. And I was even, you know, going into that and looking at that last night. And I read a lot of the comments. It's really kind of interesting because people do kind of banter back and forth and they'll shoot holes in some of the theories. I'm like, okay, I didn't think of it that way. And, you know, it is kind of interesting. That's one to keep an eye on, the one I'd reference with the Berman Law Group. And they're referencing that the coronavirus may have been created in that Chinese lab. And it may have, because they're wondering, how did it go from being something that was just spread from bats and animals to humans? Apparently that takes, some people are saying, you know, it is possible because viruses do mutate. Other people were saying the way that it's sticking to human cells, you had to sprinkle some kind of protein on it to make it stick to the human cells.
Sticky human bait.
Something like that. Yeah, they weren't
saying. I'm sure that's the technical science term.
Yeah, they weren't saying they necessarily spliced the virus because that wasn't it, but it was almost bred to become a killer like that is how they were defining it. Almost like you would have a dog, a pit bull, and you would breed it to be that's what, you know, some people, and they had some people that were supposedly scientists saying, yes, that's clearly what this looks like happened, and it was something that was bred in a lab.
But that's just it. When it comes to all these documentaries, you can always find a scientist that will go with your agenda, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If you're a for or against whatever you're promoting or talking about, you can find a doctor that will speak your agenda. You'll find a scientist.
Yeah.
You'll find military people. That's why it's
so I'm
those documentaries you just don't know.
I'm typically a spectator with all these kind of things, but I'm not really a proponent of any of them. I'm like, maybe, who knows?
Even the alien UFO stuff that I'm so into, you've mm-hmm. got, we're at a time now where you can have the best footage ever.
Yes.
But somebody can be editing that now. The way they have ships coming out of the water, it looks unbelievably real. And it's proven to be fake. Or even if you see something in real life, let's say Virginia goes out to her golf course and sees a legit UFO, you don't know what it is. military's got shit that looks just like flying saucers.
You're right.
You seeing something from this Earth? You seeing something from another planet?
People say that the military got alien ships that crashed and then recreated them.
Reverse engineered it.
That's blowing your mind.
That blows your mind.
What?
But if they did reverse engineer it, that means they had to have found something. They didn't know what that wasn't from this Earth.
So You'll never know. You'll never know the truth.
But yeah. you do have a lot of military people who are decorated officers coming out saying this and that about what they saw. Are they all lying?
We don't know. We don't know for sure. And that was just it. Yeah, we kind of challenged the audience there. And yeah, there's what is that thing that was forever believed to be a conspiracy theory that we got the concrete proof on it? And bam, that was exposed. Nobody's really coming up with one. So.
Damn, Kevin, what is the truth?
Yeah. Just theories. I mean, JFK, there's so many theories on that one.
Yeah, no proof.
Hoffa?
No proof. No proof.
Did the mafia kill Hoffa?
No proof. We don't know, Jay Bird.
Of course they killed him. Come on.
No proof.
You guys saw that movie, The Irishman? Yeah. Definitely the mafia killed him.
Yeah. Likely, but still lacking proof. Let me see what else we got here to wrap up. Quick little shout out. Jenny wanted to say from Marietta, Georgia.
Jenny.
A shout out to all my fellow hardworking and often forgotten crime scene investigators who are continuing to work during the pandemic.
Oh, boy.
Police officers and firefighters definitely deserve their mentions. However, CSIs all over the country are also risking their health and lives to help solve and close cases regardless of social distancing, usually in the background and without any fanfare. So thank you. And yes, I do realize there's too many to name right now because people are going, garbage, man, come on. So, you know, there's a lot of them, but yes, thank you. So whenever you want to shout out.
Teacher assistant.
I get it. We're not going to do a laundry list of everybody that we should thank, but there are a lot of people.
Laundromat owners.
Yeah, right. Laundry people.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're a dick. You forget everybody.
We all know that. Brandon from Fort Pierce wanted to give a huge shout out to my fiance, Kat. She got a call yesterday from St. Lucie County Jail telling her that she got the job as a correctional officer. It's her dream job, and I cannot be more proud of her. So.
Wow, she must be a tough broad.
Yeah.
To want to go into the jail and be like a corrections officer, you are a different breed of woman.
Dude, I wonder if it works the same way for
man.
For guards as it does for prisoners. If you're a new guard, does the tougher prisoners try to start shit with you to test you? What's up, fresh fish?
God, you hope not.
What's up, fresh fish? I don't know.
I don't want no prisoners playing games with my head.
You mean to tell me you don't think prisoners play games with new guards sometimes? Says some shit? Of course.
But the guards have the power.
I don't know.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Not according to the shows I watch, Virginia.
Bird's making me sick.
Everything
We cracked the door open. He's just getting all ginned up. He's doing his prep for the weird and whatever later.
Everything I know about prison, I just get from TV. So.
Mm-hmm. Let me see a couple other quick shout-outs to do here. Got Therese, who wanted to do a thank you for recognizing the passing of Ann a year ago. She's coming up on the one-year death of her mom, and it's coming up next month. And I've been full dread and despair, but Jason, you have inspired me to try to do something great to remember Ma throughout the month of May. Thanks for what you did for Ann. This is why I will be a ride or die KBJ Nationer, Therese and Pompano.
Thank you for the
kind
words. That is
a great piece of advice.
Very
to
nice.
Celebrate them and honor them, and that they wouldn't want you to be sad.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have the audio that I got from my loved ones.
Amen.
I mean, I'm very, very blessed on that.
And if your loved ones are here, tape them.
That is a great point. Yeah, get as many memories as you can if you're into that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Also, we got a quick email here. Just want to share with you guys, I had the most random dream last night.
All right.
Was it sexy?
Let's get into it.
It says, I walked into a bar and I ran into Jaybird, who was holding a plate of garlic knots in one hand and playing a guitar with the other. The garlic knots spilled everywhere, and unknowingly, because I caused such a disaster, I helped Kevin win a bet, and my reward was a shirt signed by the Kevin Ralston.
Wow.
I got a day when I woke up. I was a little disappointed. It was only a dream, and I didn't have a signed shirt. Love you guys. I've been listening for years. Well, we'll try to get you a signed shirt.
Try to get you some more garlic knots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could totally run into Bird and make him spill garlic knots. We can make that dream come true.
Mm-hmm. That's Julie from Meigs County, Ohio, which is very close to where I grew up. And Denny's would love to know that Meigs County was known for their weed. Meigs County Gold And if you ever, if somebody was like, hey, I got some Meigs County gold, you'd be like, that was the great weed. My buddy Josh Stillwell that was smoking weed in third grade, he always had Meigs County gold.
Third grade?
His brother, he had an older brother. And yeah, his he would make pot brownies. And Josh would go home for lunch because kids who live close to the elementary school could walk home for lunch. He would come back and be going, we didn't get it. We're in third grade. We're like, why is he acting so weird, man? He's laughing at everything.
Meigs County gold? That's what it
is? Meigs County gold. When I was in school, that's what they called it.
Was
yeah.
there a nickname for it? We got the gold. We got the Meigs.
I think that was it. It was usually a full term because you wanted to give it full respect. Meigs County Gold.
Okay.
Yes. So, and I wasn't, well, I wouldn't, you know, I hung out with Josh a lot, but I wasn't.
Well, it's tough to know what that means in third grade.
Yeah. Well, even in high school, I wasn't, I'd smoke every now and then, but I wasn't to Denny's status.
Sure.
So there you go. So every county's got to have their claim to fame, right?
Absolutely. So. Lake Park.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds.
Is that your claim to fame?
I would say Lake Park's claim to fame is Burt Reynolds. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. That's an A-lister.
Yeah,
that came pretty out big. Of, yeah, that's huge. I think.
Yeah, Lake Park Elementary.
He went
right?
to Lake Park Elementary. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the emails. Do appreciate it. Yes, we are on 6 to 11 a.m. So I used a lot more emails in the regular show today. I'm going to be doing that a little bit more. Some of your stuff will appear there. Some will appear here. But yeah, anything you guys got? Trust me. I could use the content. So appreciate you guys sending those in and helping out. All right, y'all. It's Wednesday, right?
Woo-hoo! We're getting through it. Are we doing another cocktail hour?
Yeah, on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, that is going to happen. So if you guys got any ideas for topics or things like that.
I want to do that scavenger hunt again.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And I think we're going to do Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
I think we'll play that. Got to get some of those together. So if you got some of those, let us know. Send us an email.
Fun.
And yeah. You guys need to go do the one that Little Smiles is doing. Go to littlesmilesfl.org. You can do it right on your phone. And it's the whole bamboozle at-home scavenger hunt that you play with your friends and your family. And you compete against all the other teams.
Okay.
It's very fun. And it's only $5 and all the money goes to Little Smiles.
Very cool. All right. Well, you guys enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.